3, 2, 1, go.
All right. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Joyride. Jim, what do we got today?
Oh, man. Today's a good one, man. Something we really want to talk a lot about is growth, right? I mean, like we said, this podcast is all about us trying to take a break from our joyride, take a break from being out there doing what we're doing with Live Free. And we need to stop right now and really spend some time focusing on the growth of Live Free.
Oh, boy.
And what we're doing. To kind of give a little, I guess, behind the scenes, but just kind of talk about how growth has made us feel, what the growth has looked like. So if I were to hold you to it right now,
oh, man.
I'm coming at you.
You're coming at me. Here we go.
Tell me, like, how has growth made you feel? Sick. Growth of Live Free. Sick, like as in, like, sick, man.
No, I'm going to vomit.
Talk to me about that. Bring me into a moment where you did feel like, oh man, this is intense.
Oh shit, when you were coming on.
All right, well, that's June growth. That's good.
You want to talk about recent growth, or do you want to talk?
Let's just talk. Go on, talk.
Yeah. So, I mean, the sickest I ever got was when you were coming on. Like, you had committed. You had already given your resignation letter to your school,
yeah.
And you were coming on. And we had raised no money in the beginning of the year, like literally no money. And I had talks with my dad, like, we're growing. It feels like we're growing, but there's no money coming in. And we have to, you know, the only way that we can grow is by hiring Jim McCaffrey. Literally, that was it. Like, there wasn't a name. There wasn't, like, we have to hire this position. It was hire Jim McCaffrey. We have to bring Jim McCaffrey on board. And so that was growth, but didn't know how we were going to do it. And I was sick. Like, literally, I was considering folding Live Free. Like, we have maybe $100,000 in the savings. I'll just donate it to Al's Angels because they help kids with cancer, and I'll just fold it. Like, so essentially what I mean by that is that doubt crept in,
yeah,
right? It was doubt that was creeping in hardcore with that period of growth that almost made me want to, like, take my ball and go home because it was safer.
So I don't want to pat on the back here. Then I want you to focus on yourself and
sure.
How you feel.
Okay,
we're a year from that.
Yeah, yeah.
You're a year from that vomit.
Yeah. Oh well, we're about to hire somebody else. I'm sick again.
Yeah, but so we'll focus on that one. Focus on the growth that you think Live Free has had in almost a year now, almost 365 days of. You making one of the biggest hires that Live Free has had in recent years. And I'm not saying the biggest.
Yeah, I mean, within that time frame, Jim, we've actually not to Jim, to these guys. We're hiring two more, so it'll be three since it's been less than a year.
Yeah.
It's mid-May. It's the end of May right now. We're still not even in June. So we made three hires in the last year, which is incredible growth.
Yeah.
We've helped more families than we've ever helped. Courtney had just sent a message the other day. I think we're at like 68 families that we've helped already this year in 2025. At this point, last year, we were at 40 and some change. It was like 43, I think. So we're growing that way. We're growing financially. We're expanding our footprint. Around this time, we were actually in the small little cubicle at the iHub, and then we moved to that huge space upstairs, and now we're at this big space here at the back of the iHub, but still growing. I mean, we're helping families out in Michigan. We're doing fundraisers potentially planned for out there too. And
yeah,
man, it's been a tremendous year for growth. Like, it's incredible.
Yeah.
And I struggled with that for a long time because we hadn't grown, right? We were kind of really stagnant for a little while, for maybe 2 years, maybe more. And I kept saying, like, I was talking to some of my board directors and I was like, when are we going to go? I'm just getting frustrated because, like patience.
Yeah.
When are we going to go? When are we going to go? He's like, Dan, think of it as an oak tree. You got to water the seed and nut for a long time. And then boom, right? And I feel like we're in that boom phase.
Yeah, and we're definitely booming. And I think what's crazy about the boom, myself, in my opinion too, when you think about and talk about all the growth that we've had in the year, the things that we've done, the fact that we've been now in our third office space, that in the midst of that, the person that executes our mission, our chief joy officer, decides to move from Connecticut to Michigan.
Crazy.
You bring me on basically not knowing if you're going to be able to pay the bills at that moment, with a lot of faith in trying to see it go. In the midst of all of that, we diversify our thinking on the financial end of things coming in because we learned lessons about programs and their influence on everything that can come in. And now we build a whole nother platform and program in Live Sports. And again, in the midst of all of that, we're still picking up tables and moving them place to place. We're still, you know, renting box truck and going from here to there. We're still sweating through shirts, you know, we're contacting all these people. We're on the ground pushing hard through. And I think that, like, to me, that's been the most rewarding part of all of this. And again, being able to right now take a little step back from being in it to kind of reflect on that. It's pretty amazing, not that we weathered that, but that we continued to grow through it, right?
It's incredible. So, I mean, I don't want to give away too much about what's coming, but I was out in Michigan, and I can say openly that we've declared and committed to the Michigan Children's Hospital in Detroit that we're going to help 60 families in that region, because our chief joy officer moved out there. But while we were going through some of that, Courtney and I had a lunch, and I just looked at her. Courtney was the first hire, the first paid employee. She's the pioneer. And I just looked at her from, you know, dropped my chicken nugget. And I looked across the table. I was like, how did we get here? We're sitting at a Raising Cane's in, you know, in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Right.
Like, how did we get here? It's been an incredible ride.
Amazing.
But it is all growth, man.
Right.
It's all growth.
Like, again, a lot of people would look at Courtney going out to Michigan as something that's going to hurt us because, you know, it's not going to help us grow right here and there. But she was in a growth going out there. She was able to be, to, you know, go out there with her family, to be closer to people, and that growth helped yield more growth. You know? And I think that's like the best part of all of this.
Yeah. It's been cool because, you know, when I talk about growth in my head, I already know what I'm talking about, but I want to make it very clear what growth is, right?
Yeah.
To me, Live Free's growth is all about having the resources to help more families.
Right.
That's, to me, that's the growth, right? Along the way, some of the other stuff that we're doing, right, on the peripherals, the inspiring people and bringing people into our mission and meeting great people, like that's great too. But ultimately, growth is about being able to help more kids when they come to us.
Right.
Or actually, not even when they come to us, actually being able to go and get them.
Yeah, which is an amazing thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, coming into this, I wanted to jot down a couple notes on what I thought about growth. And to me, growth happens in two ways. There's growth in mentality, which is mental state and the way you view life and perspective. And then there's physical growth, which can be, you know, in a human, it's connected to them getting bigger and growing or starting to slump. Well, great. Yeah, I don't know. But like, it's mentality and physicality, right? But then contained within mentality and physicality on both sides are three subgroups, I think. It's size, structure, and function, you know? So we grow in mentality and size. That's us having big, hairy, audacious goals and going out there and getting after them, right? Then there's the structure, bringing people on board to help you execute those big, hairy, audacious goals. And then there's the function. How can you function within this to make sure all those things happen? And it's really cool to see some of that work coming to fruition, right?
Yeah.
One of my favorite scenes in one of my favorite documentaries out there called Finding Joe. Obviously, we don't need to get back into all that hero stuff. Go back to episodes 1, 2, and 3 if you want that. Or 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever the numbers were. But in there's a scene in there with I'll just make him an unnamed movie director whose first movie that he ever directed was a blockbuster. Like, everybody comes to him like, oh man, how was it to do the first thing that you came in here to be an absolute thing that blew the roof off everything? And he's like, you know how long I've been working
in
this sport? You know, any of the failures I had before that came? He's like, it was just perceptive. Of people to think that my first thing was the biggest thing. And I think that's it, right? Like, when you think about go back to even deeper throw up.
It's so funny that we're talking about this now and this is being brought up, because there was, one of the first events that we did was at the Sports Center in Shelton. And we talked about that a little bit today. It was just brought up in conversation. And it rained.
Yeah.
Right. On the second one that we did, it rained and we couldn't do it outside. The whole plan was to do it outside. They had just taken the ice off upstairs. As a matter of fact, the rink was still wet. That was the only place that we could do it. Katrina and I, with Armando, he was like 4, with squeegees, squeegeeing the water off so we could have this event, right? We did the baseball tournament the second year. It was going to be grand. It rained. There's pictures of Katrina and I with sump pumps. We dug holes in it, right? Oh, man. And we've come a long way from that. And we'll still go do it.
Oh, yeah.
But now we're planning, you know, 24-hour hockey games that are going to, you know, raise hundreds of thousands, you know.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's fun to have a success. Yeah. Right? And again, I think apropos, I wore this jersey because when I think of growth, like for me personally, getting involved in work with nonprofits and all the work I've done for foundations and the stunts that I've done to raise funds and things like that, I've never been involved in an event that was as financially successful as our 24-hour adult hockey marathon at Sacred Heart.
Yeah.
Beyond that, though, the biggest lesson that it taught me in the midst of that growth was the user experience that we got to offer to people there was something that was vastly more rewarding than the money. Now, of course, the money is huge. You know, it allows us,
of course,
like you said, when you have, yes, the function, right?
Yeah.
The resource that you now have to continue to expand size and structure, right? If we didn't have that event, we may not be hiring people like we are right now.
Right.
So that validation is important financially, but even more so, it makes you want to take another chance on one leg, like potentially going to Michigan State in April of next year. You know, being able to walk in, this is where Dan went to Michigan and he pitched Michigan State, our 24-hour game. Like, you were involved with me, obviously, with pitching it to Sacred Heart. Think about the first pitch we made to Sacred Heart and trying to get that ice. And then think about the Dan that went in to Michigan State and pitched that ice. Like, what's the difference there? And can you track any growth in that? Like,
yeah, confidence. Like, literally just went in there and knocked on the doors because they weren't responding to our calls and to our our emails. But just went in, right? Just had that confidence. Like, this is who we are. This is what we do. And this is what we've done. Here's the proof. Boom. And they didn't even need the proof.
Yeah.
They didn't even need the proof.
So it was crazy. Felt it,
yeah.
Right?
They knew.
Yeah. And again, you're not going to get that in every place you go. We need to talk about finding the right
people. Right. The right people.
No doubt. But again, that's the most rewarding part of growth as well.
Yeah.
Know? Like,
So Live Free's grown. But the second part that I want to talk about is that when there's growth, there's not just growth of the organization. There's growth that I have come into, right? So before you came on and before Katrina came on and Courtney, I was doing Live Free by myself, right? And then I hired Courtney. And the pride of what I was doing was being able to provide those moments to the kids, having to hand that off to somebody, which was my baby, essentially, right? To go and do that and letting Courtney run with that. And then when Katrina came on and she took over the events and some of the grant writing that I was doing, and then to have you come on and now I'm not the face anymore, right? Like, you're the person that's out there to inspire, and Eileen doing the marketing and not that I don't have hands on, but before you came on, there was your note, right? No micromanaging. And that was important to me. And that's the growth that I had because I was micromanaging because I was doing everything right. And now I'm building, I'm helping. I have people I've surrounded myself with people to help build something incredible.
Right.
And have let go of a lot of like the day-to-day stuff to be able to do that. And so there's been a lot of personal growth, the confidence in it, being able to speak, doing this podcast and talking with my hands down. I'm really excited. My Italian in me. But the other thing about growth is that from my perspective, I get to see the growth of other people. The people that I bring in and Courtney is a really good example. Somebody that was, you know, at the time lacked confidence in what she was doing. She is amazing. And she'd become a lot more confident in herself. And she's been, she's able to go out there and just get it done, with you, to see your growth as a human has been awesome to see you, being able to live out a little bit of your personal legend has been amazing to see. Katrina being able to let go of that corporate structure that she was ingrained with from when she was a kid and see that like there's more to life than this. And to have Eileen come in and just say, all right, I've been focused on being a parent for a long time. I need a little bit of a job. I just need to get my feet work again and just come, and she's crushing it, right? Like Anthony Ayala wasn't really involved in the right. There's so much. Our interns are growing, right? So that perspective for me is really awesome to see, because it's not just Live Free that's growing as the organization. It's the people that are involved that are growing.
Yep. And when you talk about the team growth, I think that's what we want, right?
Yeah.
Like we all need to be invested in what's going on. We need to learn what's happening,
sure,
obviously, and what we've done traditionally in the past. And then from there, feel empowered to execute.
Yeah.
Go. I mean, again, podcast supposed to be timeless because we release it biweekly, but I don't know about you, but we had a meeting today that we just sat in where, you know, Eileen was presenting us with like the Live Sports website and what we're going to release with that. And Grant, we'd had conversations months ago about what we thought we wanted that to look like. Both of us have probably had a cumulative amount of like 4 minutes talk with her about like what that is. But I think the rewarding part was like, she executed exactly what we thought it was going to be. And I had those moments kind of looking across the table to be like, she did it.
Yeah, this is it.
Tell her to.
We don't even have to do this anymore.
And it was like, and what's really cool about that is that it shows that as a team, we listen to each other.
Right.
As a team, we look around and we see what's happening, and we are building and building and building still, you know? So again, like size, structure, function. It's all coming together.
One of the things that I think has been super cool from my perspective is, and it is not all peachy.
No,
it is not all peachy. We have gotten very mad at each other. I'd imagine, right? But we need that.
Mm.
But what it means is that right now we're rowing in the same direction, right? So we're flowing.
Yes,
we're going in the right direction. Everyone's going in the same direction. That doesn't mean that you can't detour and go somewhere else before you get to that location. But as long as we can get back on track together and grow, I mean, growth is inevitable. When you're all rowing in the same direction, you're going to get to the destination.
We started the source. We flow down the river. All of us take our places.
Yeah.
Let's make it to the Delta.
Yeah.
What it's all about.
Yeah. And it's been a lot of fun. I'm glad that you did this for me because I'm going to leave soon to go pick up my kids. And I'm having a good day because of this now. Because it is good to reflect and to have a little sense of pride. My favorite book, I think it's one of yours too. In The Alchemist, Melchizedek says, you know, an old king should be able to have some pride in himself. And sometimes it's okay to reflect and have a little bit of pride as long as it doesn't inflate the ego.
Correct. Let's keep moving forward then.
Let's go, man. Growth is fun. It's hard, but it's been cool.
Yeah.
So. All right, brother. 17 already. Crazy. I can talk about this all day.
All right. I'll see you next
time. Later, man.